The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Is there such a thing as being too soft on people? You hear that a lot, especially on the internet. Let's have the discussion on Thursday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So recently we've had some business interactions and had to tread lightly in our approach. And I always tread lightly. But what happened to just telling somebody, that's wrong, let's do it this way, move forward, everybody's happy, because now it gets done right?
I blame TikTok.
Why? Automatic?
Because once everyone started talking about their mental health, it felt like everybody got soft. You can't say anything to anybody without hurting their feelings and them saying, oh, you've scarred me for life.
Okay, mental health is important, though.
It is important.
Being able to
But I think a lot of people use it as an excuse to get out of things.
I agree to a certain extent, but at the same time, if you do have issues, right, you should be able to deal with them and not be called soft.
True.
Also, too, it's like a matter of like text communication, be it email or texting. Like, you can never pick up on a person's tone.
Oh.
So you guys ever get upset over an email?
Yes.
And be like, oh my God, this
and
person.
And then when you talk to him,
what day?
It's like not even that vibe. So I think sometimes a lot of that goes on, and you bring up the corporate world. Like, I know, especially in the corporate world.
Man.
Like, if I'm on an email and I see like, has per my last email, that's like basically.
Like,
Automatic. I already told you. Now I got to tell you again. But for me, I guess because of the way I grew up in a household, a little bit of dysfunction, okay? And I was never talked to in a soft way. It was always do it the right way the first time. El huevón trabaja doble. Lazy people work twice as hard. You got to do it over. Just get it done.
So, yeah, you have to find a balance.
I'm sorry.
Because Dana knows she knew my dad, and my dad was a little too much. So the PTSD that all me and my brothers have is probably because of him. So, yeah, you got to find that middle ground. Don't be too aggressive.
Yeah, it's all about correct positioning and how you position your thoughts to somebody.
So, in other words, I shouldn't be firing off the corporate email with all caps.
No.
Okay, all right.
Also, this is like the second day that we speak about Dana addressing people. Because yesterday we talked about her dissing that dude at the conference.
I did not diss him. He took it as him.
Ask him if that was gentle.
I was going to say, I think you need to work on your approach.
That's what it is. I will start working on that today, focusing on my mental health. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Lemon Meringue Pie Day. Originally invented in the 1800s.
I don't even know how they did it because that seems like it's so hard to make.
You have to whip the egg forever to make the meringue.
I don't want to be the first person to try it. His friend is like, yo, I got this for you.
I'd be like, yo, this is amazing.
Oh,
I don't
so
think
good.
He's a magician. He's like magic powers in 1800.
So fluffy.
And we also have National Failures Day.
No such thing. Every failure, quote unquote, is actually a life lesson unless you continue to repeat it.
I know that sounds cliche, but it's so true.
There you go. And it's important to stop and take a break. So today is National Relaxation Day. Funny fact, is invented in 1985 by a fourth grader who was probably fed up with homework.
Thanks. No, he's probably tired of his parents who weren't very gentle, and he needed some time to relax after them berating him.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a really good friend of mine. I'm not going to say her full name. She's been single for a minute. Her name starts with a K. She went on a date recently, and the guy brought his kid. Now, she likes kids, but she was not prepared for that. So that's what we're going to talk about here on the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios. Now, I've been married to you, Automatic, for a long time. You're still out there in the streets, too, Anthony.
Yeah.
Like my friend Kay.
Shout out to the guy who had to bring his kid on a date because he's a participating father.
It's get a babysitter. Bad,
it's not a
get
good
a babysitter.
First. Well, sometimes that don't happen.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
it's tricky.
Well, then cancel the date.
Yeah, I think in that situation, you cancel the date.
You
got
to give him some points. You could have left her at home by herself.
Yeah, dog. And then I had a bad date, no child involved. I was working on lining up this one date with, when I was in college, is Division I volleyball player, man.
Oh.
Volleyball players, some of the hottest chicks on campus.
We saw the Olympics.
Yo.
Automatic was standing next to the TV the entire time the women's Olympic volleyball teams were playing.
Me and this Division I volleyball player were supposed to go bowling. Ooh. And on my way to go pick her up, I stopped to visit my dad. We leave the house. I leave my wallet inside the house. Nobody's home, so my wallet is locked inside the house.
No.
The only way to get back into the house to retrieve my wallet is to climb up to the second story bathroom window and crawl through that bathroom window.
Oh.
Which was a good plan that I had locked in until I was jumping up onto the garage roof and I was using the trash cans as my balance. The trash cans, I kicked them from underneath me. So now
with
I'm
flying.
So now I'm dangling.
Now you're dangling.
Now I'm dangling, right? 45 minutes before this date above my dad's garage, and I pull myself up and I just scrape all my forearms with the top of that roof shingle.
No!
And I finally get in, get my wallet, go to pick her up. forearms
on fire.
On fire. And visually stabbed on up. Fire as well, too. So I had to hide my forearms all night. And then while we're bowling, I have no forearm strength. Dude, I'm going bowling with a Division I athlete. I'm over here just throwing gutter balls and not even looking at any type of athletic. I can't even hold 10-ounce balls.
Those are the only balls getting any action that night.
Anything. The only thing
I promise you that.
The only strikes that hit were me when I was striking out. So yeah, that was a horrible date. Never called me back. Probably still thinks I'm the biggest sissy till this day.
She's actually calling the station to tell the same story. I'm just kidding. Bad dates are horrible.
I had a date way before Dana.
Thank you for establishing
way before
that husband,
Dana.
DJ Automatic.
I went to a house party with a girl, and we were leaving, and I was backing up out of the driveway, and my whole entire rear end went into a ditch. And so we were stuck, and there was nothing I was going to be able to do. So I had to go back into the party, recruit a bunch of people. I'd be like, hey, can you help me pick up my truck out of the ditch? We got it out of the ditch, and I took her home right after.
Did you have a second date?
Yeah.
That's stuff that can happen, even though you smell like ditch water.
Ew.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, in some cultures, people value their sons more than their daughters. And I want to tell you why having a daughter is actually more beneficial for you than having a son. Scientifically proven. It's the Dana Cortez Show here in the T-Mobile studios. And a study was just done last year. Fathers with daughters live 2 years longer than fathers with sons.
Oh,
which is a long time.
I was going to say, you would think because daughters cause more stress that you would not live as long.
Okay, automatic.
But what's the science behind it?
Because daughters are very empathetic and care a lot about what their parents are eating, doing, stress-wise.
Oh, they take care of their parents.
They take care of them as they get older. They check up on them. Are you going to the doctor? Are you doing this? Are you eating right, Dad? Are you walking? Are you and Mom? Blah, blah, blah. Because of the nature of being a woman in general, that maternal instinct, it carries over to our brothers, to our cousins, to our mothers, and to a point that makes you live longer.
Nah, what's 24 months in the grand scheme of things? That actually makes sense.
It's a lot, Anthony. It's a lot.
That actually does make sense. One of my best friends, I still remember the day that he welcomed his daughter into the world and the immediate impact that it had in regards to just hearing him talk about like the future and planning things and wanting to build a correct nest for his child was just literally like a night and day situation. From the day she wasn't here to the day she was.
So I'm a girl dad. It changed my entire perspective.
Do you remember when she was born?
Yeah, it changed everything, literally, because I grew up with a sister. And I know that people aren't going to like this, but I feel like she was kind of a second-class citizen in our house. Ooh. And I didn't realize that until I was older. And once I had a daughter, that she didn't get the respect. She didn't get the encouragement. She didn't get the things that me and my brothers got because we're all good athletes. And we garnered a lot of attention because of that. And in our household, that was celebrated. My sister was not an athlete.
I wanted to correct something, and then I want you to continue. It's not that people aren't going to like it. It's the truth. And it needs to be said because a lot of women listening right now understand. So keep going. Right?
Yeah, having a daughter and seeing the way I think about her situation is very different than the way my dad looked at my sister's situation. And I've made the corrections that he never made. And don't get me wrong, my dad was a good dad to her, but there's a lot of things he could have done better. And I think when you put your daughter up on that pedestal and you give her that confidence and you make her feel like she's going to be a great woman, it goes a lot further than being like, hey, you got to look pretty. You got to marry a man that's got some money. I mean, there's a lot of things.
You're right. Being Latina, I understand 100%. My grandmother told her two daughters, I love my sons more. I feel like in my community, though, it's known. There's jokes on the internet. People make TikToks and Instagrams of the way a Latina mother treats her daughters. Hey, wash the dishes, serve your father. And then she's serving her son like he's the king. El rey, he's the king of the house. And so you're right. If you tell a girl you're less than that's how she's going to feel.
It's an interesting balance, right? Because I've also dated a woman who was like a daddy's princess. And that was like a whole other thing.
Oh, I've ruined Ava. She's a daddy's princess.
Yeah, that's tough to have the constant comparison to the person's father. But it makes sense.
It's better for them to have that father to look at that, like, puts
this
them on a pedestal.
Because
they're going to look for a better man because of that.
Yeah, I mean.
Or at least I will hope they would.
Automatically crossing his fingers, dad. I think we can turn this into a deeper conversation. 877-730-DCS1. And I didn't mean to interrupt you when you said the automatic, but I got emotional because I, as a woman, understand what you're saying. And it feels so good that you finally get it.
Yeah.
If I hadn't had a daughter, I probably would have never thought that way.
All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Bobby Altuff, one of the biggest mommy vloggers, was catapulted into stardom when Drake slipped between her sheets. Bam. Now she's sitting down with Peso Pluma. Well, we've got some of that audio. All right, let's get into it, Anthony. Let's get it started with celebrity birthdays.
We have Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lawrence, Chief Keef, and Joe Jonas celebrating birthday.
Okay, so Peso Pluma, arguably one of the biggest stars in the world, facts, sat down with Bobby Altuff to discuss his name. Listen.
What is Peso?
What does Peso means?
It's like money, right?
Yeah, it's money.
And then what's, and Pluma's like pen?
Yeah.
Money pen? Pen
no,
money?
No, 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 no. Featherweight. Peso, it's not just money, it's weight. Peso weight, Pluma feather. It's not that hard.
You know what I found most interesting about this? Peso Pluma's views are up there with Drake's. She hadn't had any movement like this since Drake. And it just goes to show the power of the Latino culture really starting to play in to the mainstream media.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I really feel that way. It's been ignored for too long.
So, wait, did Bobby Altuff save Latino media? Is that what we're...
Well, Bobby Altuff is Mexican, dude.
She's Mexican?
Yes. I had no idea.
That's what I was like, what? I guess her mom's Mexican. She grew 100. Up in IE. Yes.
It's kind of crazy.
All
me.
Right, well then, yeah, I guess we got a claimer then. All right, that's what's up. That's down. I did not know that.
You said that's down.
When I saw that, I was like, she's basically my daughter.
Yeah.
But she is. But you know what's interesting is that she is Latina, just like I'm Latina. And it just goes to prove that we're just like everybody else. And she's having the most crazy conversation with this artist who's on top of the world. And they're having a good time doing it. Who else would you like to see kind of step out of their comfort zone and come into our show? I would like to get somebody. I want Peso Pluma. That would be incredible.
I just like Dana answering her own questions. What's up? Maybe we don't need anybody. Dana, let's talk to Dana. Facts.
Dana, do you think you can interview yourself?
I think I could.
I think Bobby Altuff. This whole time I thought she was more of a Karen, but she's more of a Karina. So that's cool, dog.
Bobby Altuff, the Karina. All right, who would you like to see inside the studio for us to have a conversation with one-on-one? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Everybody's into nostalgia right now, including Chick-fil-A. They're bringing something that was way popular back over a decade old. Talk about it in food news. Time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Happy Thursday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Could not wait for this first hashtag. A study released inside the Washington Post says that you do not need to cover food in the microwave with a paper towel. And I completely disagree. It should be wet. And it should be covered because I don't need the microwave splash. I got to clean up after
you. What was the reasoning animals behind this? Because I know every mother is like outraged.
Because couples are having this argument. There's a whole study done in psychology.com with 5,000 couples. They came up with, you don't need to cover the
food.
But
what was the reason for it?
Because we fight about it because y'all make a mess in the microwave and I got to clean it.
Yeah, so not covering it is the resolution to the fight?
That's what I thought. I'm like, what husband came up with this?
Like, I was going to say, it's like women sit down and be quiet.
I'm just going to tell you something else. If you put spaghetti or something in there, it gets dried if you don't put a wet paper towel over it.
And it's also like 5,000 guys complaining about a microwave meal.
Oh, good point right there.
Anthony,
good point.
Who cooks a meal in the microwave?
Single men?
Yeah, dude. And I will tell you, that's one of the first places, like when a chick really gets settled into your place, that they go and look, is your microwave.
So, oh, it better be clean.
Homies, clean your microwave.
It better be clean. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Chick-fil-A is bringing back something after 13 years. The banana pudding milkshake and the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich. Tell you right now, I haven't had either one of them.
You know what's weird? First of all, I love the banana milkshake idea. I love the banana pudding milkshake, but pimento reminds me of white people parties.
I don't even know what pimento is.
Okay, it's like a special cheese, and I had never seen it. And I went to my aunt's house, and she had a fancy schmancy party for all her people.
And there was pimento there?
Pimento, and I'd never seen it growing up in my neighborhood. And I don't even know if it tastes good, but it was so fancy. The sandwiches didn't have edges on it. Man, I was so into it. I had my pinky up, honey.
As a person who believes that banana pudding is the best dessert, period, I'm excited for this shake here.
Well, it'll be available August 26th.
Hello.
All right, Anthony, a national day.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Hey! The meringue. You whip your egg with no yolk forever and ever and make it fluffy.
Originally invented in the 1800s, so shout out to that magician.
I love the sound effect. Wah, wah, wah. That's what Kendrick meant. He was whipping meringue.
Right. And we also have National Relaxation Day. So, you know, today's encouraging you to take a moment, take some breath, and chill out, fool.
Want
to
help your girl relax? put a paper towel over the food before you put it in the microwave.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up by talking about failures. It is National Failure Day.
Oh.
I really wanted to talk about this because when I saw it, I thought about one of the biggest failures automatic you and I had. You know, we failed at a business, but you know why? So that we could succeed at this one. And it's only failure if you continue to repeat the error over and over and over again.
It's only failure if you give up. Thanks. That's when it's failure.
All yeah, right.
That's good right there. I love that. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Usher is putting his tour on pause, and I think you're going to be a little surprised when I tell you why. Daily Dart Time, Anthony, let's get into celebrity birthdays.
First and foremost, born on this day in 1985, may he rest in power. Legendary Nipsey Hussle was born on this day.
Messaging and hip-hop influenced the world. So this is the power of hip-hop.
Oh, rest in peace, Nipsey.
A continued influence. We also have Ben Affleck celebrating a birthday, Joe Jonas, Jennifer Lawrence, and Chief Keef.
All right, so let's talk about Usher postponing his tour. And his reasoning is he needs to put himself first. We're talking about a 30-year career where he really has not stopped. Recently, the Super Bowl and his Vegas residency. And just when he's on stage, he gives 150%.
That's a full-on workout every night.
Thanks. And he just said for his mental health, for himself, for his family, for his physicality, not only emotional state of mind, he's got to stop. Are we giving him the grace? Are we doing that now in today's day and age?
I mean, Usher's been giving it this 30 years.
Not just Usher. I'm talking about people. I'm exhausted. I can't do this. Give me some time.
I think it's a good idea because we've all seen it happen before is when somebody gets this exhausted and they're on tour, they usually turn to drugs and then that ends up ending their life. You saw it happen with Michael Jackson.
Mac Miller.
You see all these people that have turned to drugs just because of exhaustion.
I'm in support of Usher's mental health and him making sure that he's doing okay all the way around too. Also, we need to develop some type of like concert insurance or something going on because think about the people who've spent all the money of how crazy ticket prices are now. Mm. And then just not to mention the travel and this and that. You know, there's people who come from out of state to go see that show.
I remember that. We covered the Canelo fight. Remember they canceled that big...
Oh yeah, the Lovers and Friends
Tour. Lovers and Friends Tour. People traveled from all over the world.
There were people outside of our hotel. Crying.
Rightfully so. You spend, what, multiple couple thousand dollars and you get there and there's nothing happening?
So what we're saying is we understand, but...
We need to develop something. Like Live Nation, Ticketmaster, you guys need to do something about this.
I think that's a great idea because you can't charge all those service fees and all those different taxes. And then you don't get anything? No.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start having hologram concerts.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, here inside the T-Mobile studios, we talked about horrible dates. And everyone in here has had horrible dates, even though I'm married now to DJ Automatic and I haven't been on a date since we got married.
Oh.
Anyway, and Anthony being single. Well, no, look,
think
about
how great.
I said we need ideas, and Anthony's like, I don't need no help.
I don't need no help.
Oh.
But also,
I guess I'll just listen this
shout
break.
Shout out to your husband, though, because obviously that date was good enough to land him a marriage.
Oh, wow. Right? Of course you're going to take up with a homie, right, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
well, come on, Mr.
Very,
Perfect Date Guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you... enlighten me.
Yeah, a first date really doesn't have too much to do with any of the activity. It has to do with if you're a homie, and even the homettes out there too, it's all about active listening to your partner. If you really want to seduce, especially a woman, you want to listen to her and hear what she's saying. Less talk about you, more talk about her and what she has going on in her life. Now, from an aesthetic standpoint, I guess, homies, you want to make sure that your hygiene is on point.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go out and, you know, be the most ballers dude, but teeth clean, shaved up if that's your thing, or if you got a beard, make sure your beard
is nice.
Why
are we talking to men like they're children?
Because sometimes, bro, we overthink it. And, you know, when you're
sometimes maybe you're saying they don't brush their teeth or wear clean clothes.
Yeah, sometimes you overthink about it. You think if you could just spend all this money on her that she's going to want to follow up. But that's not necessarily always the case.
If your clothes smell like day-old laundry, it's not going to work.
No. If you have some nice cologne, put that on. If a woman smells you and she says, oh, you smell good, that's one of the most genuine and honest compliments she can ever give you.
I had a flashback when I met Automatic. He used to wear this cologne that... I don't know. Something about the way it touched his body and that whole pheromone
thing.
I
don't even have to be good at dates. I just smell good.
That's it, bro. You got to smell good, have good hygiene, active listening, and you want to avoid any of the no-no taboo topics of religion, marriage, or ex-spouses, and of course, sex. Also, finances. Stay away from that.
You forgot politics.
Politics, you know, hey, you gotta find out what side of the wall she's on right away.
I was going to say, I need to know. Automatic's like, that's a really hard no for me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.